Eric Triplett, professor and chair of microbiology and cell science on IFES, the University of Florida, Gainesville.
You presented a variety of research from different sources showing that foliar phosphate fertilization reduces C. las titer and HLB symptoms. What are the potential consequences of this for citrus growers?
If it's true that we can reduce symptoms and disease in citrus by foliar phosphate fertilization, the growers will have available to themselves a simple, inexpensive, and unregulated means to control disease.
Is there any effect on fruit quality that's been seen by using foliar phosphate?
That hasn't been studied, but that needs to be done. I don't expect there to be, because most of the citrate in the fruit comes from the juice sac cells, the fruit itself, and not the foam, but it needs to be tested.
Are there any other key points you'd like to add about what you presented?
The key point for me is that sometimes a simple laboratory result can lead to control measures in an unexpected fashion. So I just thank CRDF for supporting us and having the vision to know that that can happen. My view is that recommendations for growing citrus in this state have been to not apply phosphorus. And that's because the soils here are rich in phosphorus, which is true. And I think that was great recommendation until HLB came. The problem with not fertilizing with phosphorus now is that it tends to make the plant thirsty for phosphorus. So it works hard to mine phosphorus from the soil. And it does that by putting citrate in the phloem that goes out to the roots, and it then solubilizes the phosphate. And that works fine with HLB, but now we suspect that the HLB pathogen's favorite carbon and energy source, its favorite food, is citrate. So the way we've been cultivating citrates over the years has led to citrus being the ideal habitat for the pathogen.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.